Drawn to Cape Breton's mines and mills during the 19th and early 20th centuries, as Randall was saying, Cape Breton's East and Central European groups have been overshadowed by the island's Scottish heritage. Official discourses in tourism, in education, and cultural policy all emphasize Cape Breton's Anglo-Celtic and Acadian traditions. That's what the island is known for. This is despite a multi-ethnic population. Nova Scotia has in many ways been tartanized or made Scottish. Local businesses, special interest groups, governing bodies, they've all capitalized on Cape Breton's Gaelic roots especially. And people from away, as outsiders are often described in Cape Breton, also tend to neglect the diversity on the island and connections that the island's groups have with one another and with populations in other parts of Canada and transnationally. Our collaborative process in our project values a very wide variety of people, their lives and their experiences, their knowledge, memory, and practices from the very beginning of our research, through various stages in the process, and in continuing relationships afterward. The aims of our project are defined collaboratively with the communities that we work with, and they allow us to understand histories and communities and the cultural practices of people who engage in them from the inside out, from the vantage or perspectives, vantage points of those who practice them, who make them, and make them meaningful.